In the Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, Mr. Brewer's on Sif Aleph, I'm assuming he's Mr. Brewer's on Sif Beis, Sif Katan Zayin. So it's usher to sweep the floor unless the carcass is Merutzah. So that was the first Shita. So Merutzah, he says over here, Bein Bavonim, Bein Crush, and whether it's whether the flooring is stone or the flooring is boards, you know, the wood, a wood floor, either way, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Then there's Yesh Vatir Mafilo Eda Marutzif. The Mechaber said, some are matter, even if it's a dirt floor. So what's the pshat in that? The Sirle, the Gambaze, and Ovadai Shi Yashva Gumas, since it's not a Vadai. So therefore, it's a double shenim iskaven, and it's mutter. But the garmi rebuts the shrub sefalif. It's the same thing as we had before sefalif, that a person is allowed to sprinkle water on the floor to keep the dust down. The garmi lemezi is offered by mekarma gam ken lochayish. We said two problems over there. One is because you're making mashal gubazon because you're moving dirt. Well, you're not really moving dirt about over here. Why? Because shem adam mechaber is a bias. Adam mechaber al ofri tichuach bezel lekir meshum chaver guma. When you're sweeping, you're really sweeping the very, very soft earth, which doesn't really make a guma. It just sort of like fills up again quickly. It sort of caves into itself. So very, very loose dirt, there's no different chayfer, because as soon as you dig, the walls cave in. That's not called being chayfer. Came the Ramah, and the Ramah said the other end of the spectrum, that there's some makra in by merutzif, and that's the minig in Ein Lashanis. It has a fill of merutzah, bein mavonim bein mekroshim. The sirah lehud the bein merutzah havi psik reisha. So this shita, which is the machmirim over here, holds number one that it's a vadai that it's going to at a dirt floor. It's a vadai that it's going to be mashar gumos. That's number one, and number two because in a merutzah auto in a merutzah, and then we make a gzeira. Even on a floor which is covered, because of if he'll do that, he'll come to sweep on a floor which is not covered, which is a psik ratio that he's being mashar gumas. Okay. Now the Ramah said, but al yedei any hoodie is mutter. You can ask a guy to sweep. So the logic behind that is that's a talk about even in on a floor which is a dirt floor, because the sweeping itself is not the issue. The issue is being mashar gumas, which is also because of segregation. There's no dinner of mir la'akum on segregation. Yod hainu afilu b'shena merutzif who enam iskaven rak v'chaber avayis. The kavana is sweeping the floor. V'atub segregation linyan gumas. Even though it's a psik ratio, we're talking about any hoodie. Mir la'akam on a psik ratio is mutter. The mir la'ani hoodie, it'll cut dinakuli. Hi, kamashakosu, the simration, gimel safe, behagov, ayin shom, and mishabura. So we said two explanations over there why that's true. Even though psik ratio is also be by the rabbanon. So one argument is that Amir La'akam is a more lenient Rabbanon because there's no mice involved. They did not subsecrate on such a Rabbanon. That's one Hezber. And the other Hezber is because there's no Amir La'akam over here. Because Amir La'akam is you're asking him to sweep. You're not asking him to fill holes. So that which he's filling holes, it's sort of like he's doing all that to Nafshe in a certain sense. So if I ask for example, let's say according to the person which hold that opening the refrigerator door is a problem of if the light is not disconnected, and you open the door, the light will turn on. So that's a psik ratio. Your kavana is to open the refrigerator door. You're not being mechavan to turn on the light, but it's a psik ratio, the light's going to go on. So you ask a goy to open the door, and the light turns on. You say, oh, you're locked, you ask the goy to turn on the light. I didn't ask him to turn on the light. I asked the goy to open the door. My tzivui was on opening doors. The fact that the light went on was b'chal not part of what I asked him to do. So there was no mir la'akam at all on that part of it. Now, in that example, the reason why I said I qualified it because Rosh Hashanah holds that since the company made the system that the light goes on with the door, and that's how they want it to function, so that's not called a secretion anymore, that's called a maisa. that's all part of how you what how the refrigerator functions when you open the door. The light goes on. So you hold that's worse than that's worse than Psik Reisha. That's called Maisa Mamish, and then even Eliyakim would be a problem according to the Rishon
LeZion. What was the first explanation again for why?
You know, it's more Kuladik. It's just saying that Mir Laakum, even though the Psik Reisha applies to the Rabbanans as well, mm-hmm. but not they didn't answer Psik Reisha of the Rabbanan, which is Engbar Maisa. It's like a very it's a more lenient Rabbanan because it's only just a Mira. So they didn't ask for secretion in such a case. That's Mr. Burr's lumdus over there. If you look at Lashon Mr. Burr back there, Rashon Gimel. That's how he says it. Rashon Gimel. It's page Chav Dalet. So the case over here was that there was a heter of turning on the fire, having the goy stoke, make a fire in the extreme cold that they had. So that was mutter. And now, meanwhile, you're having the you ask a goy to take the pots and put it near the oven, and then later on when the shifcha heats up the oven, which is mutter because of the cold. So the fact that that's heating the pots, that was, you didn't ask her to heat the pots, you asked her to light the oven in order to get heat in the house, which is mutter. And the fact that the pots are getting warm is not a problem.
As far as Mir La'akam by a straight to Rabbanan is in general, that isn't that a problem?
Amir the Rakam on the Rabbanan is also.
But here we're talking about a different kind of Rabbanan.
The Amir La'akum is a Psik Reisha. The problem here is the Maisa is Betzem Mutter. The problem is there's a Psik Reisha involved, so there should be an Issur of Amir La'akum on a Psik Reisha. Or a Psik Reisha on a Amir La'akum. Right? So we're not questioning for that. So he says, after Psik Reisha, the Gabi Tabshon, Shinishkam, and Mimel, and the Komokam, Bamira, Ben Yehudi, the Havi Shuus, the Lesbe Maisa, Lomachrina Kulihai, Beshori Abbe Psik Reisha.
This is in the Mishnah Berurah, which
says? Sarites. So the Mishnah Berurah is Mazmer that Chazal asked Mir La'akum on the Maisa. They didn't ask Mir La'akum on the Psik Reisha. Because Mir La'akum was a Dorbonin. And Psik Reisha is also by Darabonans. But Amir La'akim, it's not Amir La'akim on a Darabonan. The Amir La'akim is the Darabonan we're talking about. Chazal, this Darabonan of Amir La'akim, which is a very lenient Amir Darabonan, because it has no mice involved, it's just Dibur, Chazal did not ask for Psik Reisha on that. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Well, we see this Xer here. Xer, Rusev, Batuenum, Rusev. Do they really have a course in Chazal for such a thing? Do they mean that we're not?
Daik from the Gemara is not the right lotion. We're learning into a Gemara.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a Xer, which they made it post Gemara.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a Hebrew Gemara.
Okay. So now the next thing we said, the case of a using a beggar or a matlis or a kanaf avos, a kalim, a beggar or even just a shmata or a feather duster, which are lighter. And they're not giving mashugumas, so then there's no problem. A kalim or tzolim yiralav or tzolim the kivan shem kalim ain't a noitel behem raka ovik shalamala b'li osir lashvigumas. It just takes off the upper layer of dust, and it doesn't really move enough around to fill up the gumas. Kikas the darker moshe. Mokum izes sheim roitz lachavim heitev es kolor furiers and im soas ba'aretz shasir. If you really try hard and try to get everything there in Hanami, then you're back to square one. Because it's being mashugumus. That's the base of the dark immersion. Now, the reason why he's stressing this is because you think the Sharetzion says that the Chayyadim says a different argument. The people don't use feather dusters on their floors. So even if you'd be mechaven to do that, it's a derabbanan, it's a shinui. Chayyot and Pirshatam, in the Mishartian and Ches, he says a different reason. And they should shinui gadol because it's a very significant shinui. Lefiza yir mutar, I feel like yir to lechaben heitev. And when, based on that argument, even if he would want to sweep well, then we're back to the problem of there's a chashash in mashra gumas because of sikresha, but it didn't answer it because even if he did b'kavod, it's not a deraisa. But how unless you're darkin mashra l'mashra kain. Okay, so that's not what the dark immersion sounds like. That's the reason. Next step. I'm not sure where the Chayyim got his pshat. The makor is the Ramah, it's the dark immersion, and he's saying a different pshat than the Ramah himself says. However, the really Lavush says that pshat. Willem Shom Nizkar, Tam Shal Dark Immersion, but Tam Zebayachad. He says both of them. He doesn't want to mount it just based on the fact that it's a shini of the chachilu. Okay. Now the Mishabura says, since they're light, they're not going to be mashar gumas. Yud beis. Valkena mutar filo ena merutzav. Therefore, it's, even if there's no flooring on top, it's still mutar. So now, what about the problem is that there's mooks on the floor? So you're moving the mooks up. It's still mutter to do it. Why is it mutter? You're actively moving mooks up. So the same heter which we have of graf sharei, that a person finds something disgusting. Chazal allowed you to move muksa to remove it from you. So having all this junk on your floor, I mean, I never lived with the dirt floor, but I guess at some point in time, the idea that you're busy crunching on your floor all of the discards of your meals probably would get to you. Fine. New point. Kosa b'sefer kakalos haShabbos tu adim b'masha karim borsht. Harakim, dinner gam ken kichnaf avos, a brush, a soft brush is also mutter. Vayim bir locha, dein kadav lahokal bazel bir merutzav. So that much, he's not convinced that the soft brush is as soft and as ineffective as the feather duster. Now the Ramah continued. The Ramah said, If you want to brush off your clothing, so you cannot use ones which have straw, which are made out of straw, because it's going to break. Now, Mishabura says, "Well, one second. Why aren't you worried about the fact that you're cleaning the baggage? There's malaban on the baggage." So Mishabura Yigimel says, "Hainu afilu b'ayman shemitzada kibud ba'atzam ein b'hem hisr." We're talking about a case where that the cleaning of the clothing wasn't doser. Now, what's an example of that? Beged yoshin shein makbet alav b'chadema. It's not a level of dirt which people would be makbet on, and the item that it's on is worn out to the point that you don't really care if it looks clean or not. Worli al b'simin shein beis sefal b'hagor. So that the Ramah said back in Shin Beis that if you have a dark garment and it looks and it's new and therefore you want it to look nice, so then taking off the dust from the garment is called malabin. But if you have an older garment which already a certain amount of dust has settled in and that's the way it looks, taking off the dust is not called malabin because you're not really doing too much for the begin. So mitzad mechabed, you don't have a problem. The malabi, no problem. But the problem is now. But we have to deal with the brush. That we're afraid that the brush, if you press hard, you're guaranteeing that you're going to break these the straw which is there. So what's the problem with that? Okay, so then the same thing would be true if you want to use it to sweep off the table using that. So They said it's a problem. Now, what's the problem? Sheishaber kismayim. So, the Fiza Huad, then the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, he gives an application and then he says, well, the argument, you're dalad. Fiza Huad, then Shalz the Chabar Abayas. So, the same thing is true on the floor. I feel even on a floor which is covered, according to those opinions, would say that's mutter. If you make a broom out of the branches which don't bend, which means and therefore they're not supple, but rather they're going to break. Definitely going to break some of them. But Tom goes, so what's the problem? So the mice said it goes under. The issue of soiser vaf chemical pot come walk most of the khatila. Okay, and these older abundants, I mean, Tell the Shad Tzion and Yud. Hana Avshu Gam Ken Psik Reshul Nichole. So it's a mechalkal and it's a Psik Reshul. You're not being mechabin to break them. Your kavon is the brush. So the problem is it's a Psik Reshul. Nichole. So you're dealing with something which is a mechalkal. Such a clear pashas is the Rabbanon. Right. The Ikar Din Stira is on Binyan, the social opposite of Boina, which is Bekarka. So the even we hold Yesh Binyan Bekalim, it's only with the Binyan Gomer, the Pasha Stira, there isn't. Not at the right level, Pashas. And it's a Bekalko, and it's only Psikresha, and it's Lonichalei. Bekomokim Bekalkila, Ein Kedai. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah seems to be on record that even to Makalkal and it's Pikreshal Onichale, it's still not Mutta the Chatkilah. So, you know, he's said this twice already in the Siman earlier on, and now he's saying it again. Okay. So an interesting application of this halacha is brushing out a shetel. So it goes into this same idea. If you're going to use a brush, which is a psik reisha that's going to be pulling out hairs from the shetel, so, you know, before we discussed the issue of using a soft brush, you can't use a hard brush because you're going to pull out hairs from you. That's goes.
Even on a shetel?
That's by the person's hair. But over here, we're presenting a new problem, being sarsar kli. We're saying that breaking off some of the bristles of the broom is called sarsar. Even though you're not breaking all of them, each one which you're breaking off is called sarsar. So pulling a hair out of the shetel is called being sarsar. That part of the kli. So you're affecting your shetel. So if you want to use a brush on a shetel, it has to be a soft brush, which will not be a psikresh that's going to pull out hairs. Now, Mishnah Berurah is going to bring that not every grease is a sister. So the Chora, so the Moshe Dirsh over here brings that Rishon Bezalman in a footnote in Shmir Shabbos Gilchus points out. That Lachersh we told in these two shitas, and then he says that he could argue that that's not necessary. That over here, everybody agrees that it's usher, because hairs which are partially loose and they're not really, they're not embedded well in the sheitel. Eventually, you're going to come out. They're not going to look good. So this is a tikkun. This is the pulling out the hairs actually is not a kilkel, it's a tikkun. So then everybody would agree that it's a problem. Okay, now there's a lot of beer locker here to look on this sif. Okay, so let's start one at a time. Also, the first one is back on page 364. So sweeping, because I'll ask that as a derbon, and that's a brisa. The more that's if the person's intent is specific, he's actually intending to be masha the gumas, masha b'tos hashom, yesh b'tos chiyav chatas, v'chein masha b'pashon delishon the Rambam, perich aval. So then, even though he's using a broom, and thereby smoothing out the floor, that's a deraisa. Das Ramban, perich aval kelim, tuhu rak binyan kalachar yad, kol zman shlanasa b'yadayim mamish. He says that's not the standard way that people would fill up the holes. Apparently, he also says, "Male, it's kilacher yad, so it'll never be more than a derabbanan." Okay. Aviyeshal kumer filled with merutzev. I'm a shabur at the time in the shul because we didn't merutzev. I don't have a merutzev. The machmir mahol regozer on a floor which is covered because of the floors which are not covered. Whom is sefer truma? That's when the sefer truma, which is one of the rishonim, the tikkun b'tas. If the majority of the homes in the city, or at least the majority, are covered, they're not dirt floors, they have stone or brick, or if they have wooden boards, actually, maybe it's mutter, so not gozer that we're going to answer the majority of the homes because there's a miyut of homes where there's going to be a problem. Zilcha over there was the case of being murnabits, putting down the water to keep the dust down. Okay. So that's the first explanation. So that the reason why it's also is because of Xer. So therefore, in a case where the majority of the city or is covered, it's mutter. However, he says a second explanation of the Gemara why it's Osir, the way he learns the Gemara. The Bain arrived him, the Hano Bain Ashura Shabain Evan Le Evan, in the cracks in between the stone, even though they're Merutzif, but you want if you don't want that gap to be there, so you fill it in with dirt. It functions in a certain sense like the mortar that you should have a nice flat floor. So as you're sweeping, you're moving the dirt into those gaps, you're filling up the gaps, so you're being mashu gumas, which is why he says by the case of the boards, which they were able to lay them closer together because they were able to shape the boards better than is the shaped stone, there he holds maybe there's less of a chashash. Okay. As far as when these cars come in, he challenged it from a Gemara in the Kuflan Aleph, which is Masha, that there wasn't a Chashash of Shrigumas in a case where it's Merutzev. It's only because of a Gzeira. The case over there in Kuflan Aleph was a case of, it was made out of kroshim, which are mhudokim heitev zelizav, boards you're able to put closer together. Mashenkim avonim, but how Rashi and Rambam and Zavur, the gam avonim, Rusev l'shayach, Abishagumus. Now, So that's the chashash. If the majority of the homes in the city are merutzef bikroshim, they have wooden floors. Ein lahachmer merutzef. You see, nofti machmer. Because the chashash of gumasan them himself, there isn't the chashash of gzeira. You don't have to worry about the gzeira. Prad in the skabe bear of Shabbos, Yeshet Sarbas and Gamkin source arrived, the Beis Yisrael arrived, the Sirli, the Filo, the Banam Roots of Lapsik Reshuhu. If you clean the Arab Shabbos, it's not guaranteed, you know, there's probably not that much dirt there that's going to be moving to be mashed of the Gumas. It's not a Psik Reshu. Okay. Fine. And that's. Okay, let's see the next parallel over here. Birlach on the next page. I'm saying Rabbi Yosef Shem Marie Castro, Rabbi Base Mayor. So the Rabbi Yosef and the Base Mayor Shem Fakim Bezet. We say Mordechai Masada Delab Sikreshu. We don't assume it's not going to happen. Come welcome near the end. Kedai LaHalka Bezet. The Mexico to the Chol Kmezal Zabisur Shabbos Kmoshe Kosev Abach. So the Shabura says that you shouldn't be Mekel because there's an element of Uvda the Chol. Mazal Zalus or Shabbos.
I'm sorry, which Yerma Kuyan?
Shlo Yishtaber Kismayim. That we have this concern that you're going to break the bristles of the broom. So they raise the question, they don't see that it's a psik ratio that that's going to happen. The Mishabura argues that even if that's true, that the whole process of brushing down these garments with these brushes, even though there's no problem inside cleaning the garments, but the whole thing is Uvda D'chol type of a thing. So there's a Magen Avraham which talks about it in regards to on using a brush for hair, by the case of geizes, on the person's hair. So he says you can only use a soft brush or it's not a secretion that's going to pull out hairs. And it should be only used on Shabbos. This way, it's not the same when you use it on the weekday. So that will take away the Uvda D'chol element. So you have to miyachad the brush for Shabbos. Otherwise, there's an element of Uvda D'chol. Now, I don't, like I've mentioned before, Uvda D'chol is a black hole to me to some extent. When it's called Uvda D'chol, when it's not called Uvda D'chol, so whatever they tell me, I believe. So the marshal person wants to use a toothbrush, right? So you have to, you know, you can't use toothpaste, right? But so a dry toothbrush is mutter, as long as you don't have, unless the person has secretion that he has gums bleed, but he's got other problems besides that, if that's the situation. But you can't use your weekday toothbrush because of this little kolish, according to the Magen Avraham. You have to have one set aside special for Shabbos. Okay. Is everybody okay? Sif Gimel. Ein Sochen as a karka will medichon aso afilu hu merutzev. So this is all talking about sweeping. Or putting down, we said before, putting down a little bit of water to keep the dust down. But if you want to sort of wash the floor, putting down a lot of liquid on it, so that's going to definitely move the dirt around, and it's definitely going to be mashe gumus, and that is we asked it even merutzif also and a merutzif, and that's a gemara, that's the gemara in daf kuf nanal that the birloch mentioned.
What with liquid?
You're washing the floor. Tesavayin sochem pierce the dark of Mahoyal losuk shem al karkar shall be semerchet kuyesibul with his galgal oleim. They would put shemen on the floor, and they would actually then lie on the floor and they would absorb the shemen that way. But meanwhile, it's the liquid on the floor is sort of settling all of the, more than just settling the dust, but it's actually, you know, helping the floor to flatten out. It's the example there was, there was a base of merchats, and you had water in it. So there was an outlet. Which water would come in and water would go out. So they would block the outlet. So they would, after you would let the water in, they would block the incoming, and they let the water flood and would take out all of the zoom, all of the dirt which is on the floor. This is flattening the floor. Even if you say that sweeping is mutter, you really want to fix up the floor. So you might intentionally go flatten it. What am I to say? Basically, the kibbutz below gozer came. The Shulchan Aruch wasn't gozer. So the kibbutz of Yerusha Dabra Nochitz Mehadocha. So the need for kibbutz was more of a need. So they didn't want to make it usher. With that, the dochas ritzbus hakroshim shenoygin kayoyim yeshbus aoyin iser lasses b'shabes mivad hadocha. So the shriyas anuntis b'mayim kiyudua yeshbus a mishum kibbutz. The way they, mopping the floor, that they would wet a cloth and then push it across the floor on the wood floor. So you're squeezing out liquid. So you're soaking the cloth and then you're squeezing it out. So that's, there's a problem with kibbutz on the cloth. So that's a whole different ballgame. Okay. You know what, let's leave knowledge for tomorrow.